remember back when you were teenagers and your parents used to say, you'll understand that when you get older, John? Remember they used to say that all the time?
Oh, yeah. They still say that, actually.
Didn't it tick you off, kind of?
Yeah, I wondered what they were talking about. I mean, I remember the famous Mark Twain quote, you know, that my parents were such idiots when I was younger, but when I grew up, I was amazed at how much they'd learned.
There's actually a new study out of the University of Michigan. It finds older people really do become wiser as they age. And we want to know, do you think you're wiser now than when you were than younger? I think that's an answer everyone would say yes to. And yet there is this stereotype out there of older people not understanding technology, not being able to figure out how to use their phones, of older people being kind of set in their beliefs.
Whippersnappers.
Exactly. Not being able to accept change. What does this mean? Author Stephen Hall is going to explain it all to us because, you know, he's older and wiser. He's written a book on this subject. It's called Wisdom from Philosophy to Neuroscience, and he's here to talk about it with us. This is actually a conversation that we started early on our website, thetakeaway.org. Howard Stone in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, wrote, I regularly ask for help from family, friends, and professional life coaches. I'm 74. In my younger years, I was afraid to look like a vulnerable weakling by asking for what I needed. Am I wiser, more fulfilled, and happy guy at this later stage? You bet. Ask and y'all shall receive. We want to get our listeners' take on this. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or comment at the website, thetakeaway.org. But Stephen, let's talk about this study. First of all, how do you define wisdom? How did this study define wisdom?
Well, they looked at it a couple of things. One of them was if you can adopt kind of a multiple perspective or kind of intuit what another person's point of view is, which is really important in social reasoning, which is essentially what this paper is about. They analyzed whether older people were better at compromise or seeing possible solutions to problems through compromise. And the other thing they did was how supple people were about the idea of uncertainty or limitations on what they know. And I think it's pretty clear from this paper, but from other definitions of wisdom, that these are really essential qualities to resolving social conflict. And essentially the study showed that older people compared to both younger and middle-aged people seem to negotiate these social problems and reason better than younger people.
Well, you know, there's also research out there that suggests that people will gladly admit that they're wiser than their children, but have a tough time admitting that their parents are wiser than they are. So this is a tough thing for people to accept.
It is. I would actually argue that, I mean, I have young children too. I think wisdom travels both ways, and I actually gain wisdom from interacting with my children as well. So I think not getting locked into this idea that older is wiser necessarily is not necessarily true in every instance.
Well, we have two people who bring with them a few decades of wisdom. Pat Irvin is a 85-year-old member of the Young at Heart Chorus, and Andy Walsh, another member of that chorus, 82-year-old member of Young at Heart. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
First of all, I wanted to introduce our listeners to what the Young at Heart Chorus is. Let's listen to you guys covering one song.
He would need his connection, and at his feet was a footloose man.
So one of the things that you guys do in this chorus is to try help people realize that the older people are still vital and still with it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, older people like Mick Jagger.
Absolutely. I wouldn't necessarily describe him as wiser, although perhaps he's wiser than he was in his 20s. He's probably more conscious. But Pat, let me ask you, when somebody says we've proven that age brings wisdom, do you look at your colleagues around you and say, yes, you are wiser than the people that I know that are 40 or 50 or 60?
Well, in the usual sense of being wise, I don't know about that, but I do think that all of us have learned from life's experience how to judge things, how to judge what's happening, what's going on, and you kind of can tell what is important about something and what, as my grandmother would say, you just shouldn't pay no never mind to.
So, Andy Walsh, what do you think about this? There's a stereotypical vision of senior citizens as being kind of set in their ways, narrow-minded, unable to expand their philosophies.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's true. My own experience as I get older, is I just have less distractions in my life, that I'm able to focus on things that when I was younger, I was just too busy to engage in. And
so these days you do bungee jumping, right, Andy?
Pardon me?
You do bungee jumping at your age now, right?
Right. Right.
There you go. See? He's wise.
Stephen, is there a different, maybe it's wisdom that makes people reevaluate what wisdom is?
Well, you know, a Harvard philosopher not too long ago defined wisdom as knowing what's important. And I think older people do have a better sense of what's truly important. And that knowledge, and it's built on life experience, book learning, all sorts of ways we acquire information and knowledge, that really informs decision making, how you deal with problems, all sorts of stuff. I think one of the interesting things about this paper and what the comments of your guests suggest that, and studies have sustained this, is that older people deal with emotional ups and downs much better than younger people. And having emotional regulation, as it's called, is really essential to seeing things clearly, making good decisions, and sort of moving forward. And there's actually brain science that correlates to that. That's what my book is basically about, looking into the brain and seeing how the brain handles various issues, compassion, emotion regulation, dealing with uncertainty, all these issues.
Well, you know, Pat, we also had a study out relatively recently that said that as the brain ages, older people lose their filters. They are unable to check their politically incorrect thoughts, and they say things maybe they shouldn't. Do you see that as well?
Are you speaking to me,
Pat? I sure am.
Well, sorry. No, I don't think. I really don't agree with that at all. I think that you learn to see maybe the whole picture and not just little parts that affect you. You're not quite so ego-centered.
Well, with age comes the wisdom to be able to disagree with research studies, right? That's Pat Ervin, 85-year-old member of the Young at Heart Chorus. We are also joined by Andy Walsh, member of that chorus at 82 years young, and Stephen Halls, the author of the new book, Wisdom, From Philosophy to Neuroscience.
Some elderly talking heads there. You know, I think I want to go spend time with Pat up in Northampton, Massachusetts.
Absolutely.
Just listen to her wisdom. Absolutely. What's your take? How have the people in your life gotten wiser and when? Our friend Evelyn in Washington State says, I'm old enough to know better, too old to care. I'm not 60. I'm 18 with 42 years experience. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.